USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Haiti's interim government has asked the U.S. and the United Nations to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country and prepare for elections in the aftermath of President Jovenel Moïse's assassination. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke on Friday.
In response to the Haitian government's request for security and investigative assistance, we will be sending senior FBI and DHS officials to Port-au-Prince as soon as possible to assess the situation and how we may be able to assist.
In the Pacific Northwest, record heat is causing dangerous conditions, which could cause heat-related illnesses. California Governor Gavin Newsom issued a proclamation allowing emergency use of auxiliary ship engines to relieve pressure on the electric grid. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One Pennsylvania Republican is criticizing the White House's new tax plan. USA Radio Network's Brad Bernards has the story.
President Biden has laid out a sweeping tax plan to raise the rates paid by wealthy Americans and corporations, but his proposal may inadvertently increase the tax bill of small businesses across the country. Pennsylvania Republican Dan Muser on Fox Business says it's an upside-down policy agenda.
Raising taxes is somehow going to be reasonably beneficial at a time of A, recovery, but B, as we're competing with the rest of the world as we are. You know, one thing Joe Biden doesn't remember is that the rest of the world got competitive and the U.S. Did not.
Biden has called for imposing higher taxes on capital gains and income for the top slice of income earners. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The controversial statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee in Charlottesville, Virginia, was finally removed on Saturday. Charlottesville Mayor Nikaya Walker.
Taking down the statue is one small step closer to the goal of helping Charlottesville, Virginia, and America grapple with its sin of being willing to destroy black people for economic gains.
The removal of the statue was at the center of the 2017 rally where Heather Heyer was killed after a protester drove his vehicle into demonstrators. Nigeria defeated a roster stacked with all NBA players on Saturday to become the first African team to beat the U.S. men's basketball team. USA Radio's Dan Araki reports.
Team USA's men's basketball squad suffered their first ever defeat to an African team Saturday when they were upset by Nigeria 90-87. Team USA came into the Olympic warm-up a 28.5-point favorite and sporting a 54-2 record in exhibition games since 1992 when pros began playing for the squad. Nigeria riding their three-point shooting to the victory, hitting 20 of 42 from beyond the arc. The Americans will have four more opportunities to right the ship before heading to Tokyo, against Argentina, Spain, and two games against Australia in the next 8 days. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.